time is right there. Perfectly
fine. Good morning.
That. Hello. We are live.
Yes.
Okay, I always gotta refresh this one now because I share it to the group.
Oh, fine.
Because it doesn't work right.
Love how that works. So welcome to our Sip and Share. I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
Lori just arrived at her destination.
A day late.
Yes. What a bummer that they canceled her flight. Like, that would devastate me.
Oh, my gosh. And then to not even figure out how to get them there was just mind-blowing. They were like, oh, no, we don't have anything. We can't figure it out. So she ended up finding the flights.
Did they give her money back for the first flights?
I don't think so, no.
Like, if you just cancel somebody's flight, you've got to, like, it seems like they'd be helpful on, like, figuring it out.
Yep. Nope. They didn't really care that
Well,
much.
That is really ridiculous.
Yeah. Crazy.
Whatever airline that is, I don't recommend.
To be honest, it's just kind of all airlines now. There's not really
a lot of good customer service.
Nope.
I hear Dubai Air is good, but I've never gone there, so.
I'm sure they have just as many issues.
Yeah, for sure.
They said it was a weather delay. And when they say that, they literally don't have to give a hotel voucher. They don't have to do anything.
Because it's an act of God, right?
They don't have to figure anything out.
So act of God's don't count. Good morning, Jennifer.
So their tour started this morning, and I think they landed like a half hour after their tour started, their tour group or whatever, but they're just going to go meet up with them.
Oh.
Good morning, Mo.
I wonder how exhausted they are. Good morning, Mo. Nice to see everybody today. Yes,
so I'm sure they're super tired, but it will also be kind of good because they landed in the morning and then they'll be so busy all day that it might help with the jet lag.
Well, and they also found these pills. Well, it's called something. It's like a jet lag kit. And you can Google this if you haven't heard of it before, but Lori and I looked it up and it's like you wear these like goggles. You take some pills. So
it's like 7 days before or something. It's like days before you start like preparing.
Yeah. And then there's like maybe earbuds and like stuff that you do. Like, and the goggles were really interesting because they were like jet lag goggles or something. And you could buy them on your own because we spent a lot of time looking this up. And then like you put your flight, which is another bad thing, right? Because if they got to the airport and found out it was canceled there, they probably already took their first pills. So that might have messed them up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be that they took these pills like ahead of time. So then and you program the flight into your phone. And so then it tells you like, take this then. Okay, now take your like wake up pills kind of.
Yeah.
Which, interesting. Yeah. But to not be jet lagged when you get to where you're going would be huge, right? Because sometimes you can just lose a whole day because all you want to do is sleep in your hotel room.
And they did. They ended up getting, because my brother drove them down to the airport.
Yeah.
So they ended up just getting a hotel by the airport.
Oh, nice.
And staying the night there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I love the Westin at the Detroit airport. That's right in the Delta terminal.
Yeah.
And it's so quiet and you can just watch planes from the window.
It is shockingly quiet.
Yeah. We went somewhere sometime. I don't remember where the three of us went, but I remember just looking out the window and watching the planes and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Deborah. Lovely to see everybody today. Welcome to 4th of July week. And of course, we started our 4th of July sale today, which is awesome.
We did. And it was inventory for us yesterday. So to say we're tired is an understatement.
Yeah. Inventory is always, and it's our fiscal year end inventory. So it's all hands on deck. Everybody goes out and counts and counts and counts.
Yeah.
Me, I count the sampler aisle. So I have to count to 100, like 1,000 times.
More than that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of samplers.
But, you know, lucky for me, I'm really good at counting to 100.
Good.
101 can't do. 1,000 good.
Yeah. I counted the K-cup, the pod aisle, and the shirts, and all the merchandise, and the end caps.
Which is always fun.
But I felt bad because I, like, couldn't totally finish everything because I...
You had to feed us.
Do all the food.
Yeah. I need food before anything else, so...
Yeah. It's so funny because my mom puts Logan on the food, but then... And this happened last time. She put Logan on it.
And we didn't have no food.
You're not seeing everyone else's comments. Are you on the main coffee beanery?
Yeah.
So on the VIP group, I just shared it.
Yeah.
Which it's because it does that.
Yeah.
So if you're on the main coffee beanery page, you should see all the comments.
Yeah.
People are just saying good morning so far.
Yeah, nothing too exciting, but we're always happy to see you guys.
So, yeah, she puts Logan on the food. And so last time Logan comes to my office, he's like, I don't know what I need to get. And so this time I just, she forwarded me the email she did to Logan again.
Well, and last time we ran out of food, you know.
Well, we just ran out of meat. But to be fair, people took like piled high sandwiches, two or three sandwiches. The boys just grabbed food. So this time I was like, hey, can everybody make sure everyone gets one?
Yeah. See, like for me, like if I go to a restaurant and they do like a big like chunk of meat in the middle, I end up taking it off.
Same.
Right. If I'm like, can't like eat it, like I'm like, you know,
yeah,
I don't got time for that. And it's just going to be a mess and I don't like it. So
that is weird. It's so weird. Yeah. Cause I see them popping up.
Yeah.
I don't know how the comments on live videos Mo, work.
I'm glad you said that. Right after our live, was it 2 weeks ago? You asked us about the Earl Grey decaf. We asked Jennifer about that, and she said, yes, it's on her list to order, but she had just placed an order, so she is going to be reordering it. And fun fact, we actually had discontinued that tea because we didn't have a lot of sales in it, but we said, well, hey, Mo from our live asked for it, so let's bring it back. And so it's coming back, just not yet. So,
we'll order it with our next order of tea.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad you got some good freebies, Deborah. I know it's always fun when we do our freebie sale and we try to load them up, but, you know, we always try to fit them in the same box too and see what we can fit.
Like I wasn't out there a ton this week, especially packing orders.
Yeah.
I just loaded up some carts of stuff.
Yeah. Said, have fun.
Have fun.
Fit what you can.
Yeah.
Fit what you can.
And Vanessa kind of pick everything for you guys.
Yeah.
We try to match up what we can.
Yeah. Like if you order decaf, we give you decaf. We didn't have a lot of unflavored coffee for the unflavored coffee drinkers, but we had cocoa and pods. And the fun thing I thought was like we had some of like the pods from past boxes. So like a lot of people who've been begging for like banana pudding, we were able to like give them that flavor and some of the other flavors.
Yeah, because sometimes it's not even enough to make a full 12 count.
Or
like we just end up with some leftovers.
Yeah, which is always good. So I told Britton this morning that I found an article yesterday from the New York Times and it was about what makes somebody cool. And so, of course, I had to read it, right? Because I'm like, I don't know. Am I cool? Like, you know?
I like how Patty questions if she's cool. And I'm like, no, I'm just not.
Well, to be fair, the article also said I'm not very cool.
But you thought maybe.
I thought
maybe there was a chance.
Like, maybe, like, there's, like, because it was, like, six traits of what makes somebody cool. So it was like, okay, so the six traits, I'll just say. Cool people are perceived as more extroverted. Hedonistic. Did I say that right?
Hedonistic.
Yeah. Thanks. I always say that wrong. Powerful, adventurous, open, and autonomous. I am none of those things.
I feel like this definition is, I don't know, very subjective.
Yes.
Right? Because like that's not what makes a person cool in my mind.
Right.
You know?
And it also says that the research distinguishes cool people from good people. Noting that while cool individuals often possess admirable traits, they also exhibit characteristics not typically considered good in a moral sense, such as being hedonistic, I said that right again, and powerful. So that's kind of interesting too.
I mean, because if you kind of think back to like the cowboy movies or
like the people we thought was cool, right?
Yeah, the cool cowboys, even the like mobsters are kind of cool, right? But they're not good people.
But there's only one person that comes to mind when I think of like somebody who was cool, and that was James Dean, right? And in truth, he had like a really short career, right? He was just, like, he died, I think, in a car accident. I think it's a car accident. He had like a career that was like 2 years long and died in like the 60s.
Yeah.
So, like, what an impression.
William is so mad.
I can hear him barking that we're in here.
Jennifer, did she send you an invoice? Just a $20 invoice for one? We can chat with her after this.
Yeah, and feel free to send me a message to Jennifer, and we'll make sure we take care of it.
Because we would definitely want to get it to you before there isn't any.
Yeah. Because you do 2.5s, though, I think, right?
In my mind, I am.
Do you want to click on their comments to add it to the thing?
Oh, I can. Yeah. I forget about that.
Yeah. So Bill says, I'm not sure if I'm cool, but in my mind I am. I like that. Awesome. Thanks for ordering last week, Bill. We appreciate that. I know, right? What makes somebody cool? And so the study suggests that as global industries like fashion, music, and film expand, the meaning of coolness has solidified around a similar set of values and traits worldwide, becoming commercially friendly.
Yeah, I mean, I think like confidence is pretty cool. Like
that's what I thought.
Can just rock whatever.
Right. When it said like the six traits, I thought confidence would be on there, but like that wasn't it. Yes, Keanu Reeves, because Keanu he is Reeves known is cool. for being kind, yep. right? Keanu Reeves is like the and epitome of like nice.
Just bad.
Yes. You
know, like in movies.
Yes. And then he's also known for being kind to people that he yes. works with. Like all like his really stunt doubles he gave watches to, which I thought was super kind. You know, mm-hmm. like I think he gave him Rolexes, like all of his stunt doubles, you know. And I'm like, who does that? You don't always hear about people who are kind to others, who don't have to have a camera in their face to prove that they're kind right. to others.
Yes.
Right. Like, you know, the people who are out like doing the videos were like, I'm going to go give homeless people money. Like you're just doing that for like clickbait, you know, or to get right. like you're not being good to be good. You're being good to get viewers, which for sure. I don't like. I don't like.
Yeah, there's almost like that perceived cool guy. Like we have a local sheriff who thinks is the cool guy, right?
Yeah.
But like he's not cool in my mind because he's doing it for
right. clout. Well, if you only do good when you show up with a camera, to me, like I don't believe that you're doing good at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like it's more selfish. And selfish is one of those categories that like to me is like
yeah.
put you right at the bottom of my list. Like,
yeah. I do feel like cool people have like this innate swagger. It's like yeah. a swagger that can't be taught.
Right.
You know, like they just are that
right.
way.
But I'm also so confidence. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say like thoughtfulness and being generous. Those to me are cool traits.
To stunt people.
Oh yeah. See, that's cool. I thought he did watches too, though.
Well, motorcycles.
Yeah.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
Dude, the John Wick movies are so good too.
So
like,
good.
I'm not an action like film person, but the John Wick movies are cool. Okay. And then there's the spinoff that they did two spinoffs. The Ballerina movie just came out. Okay. And then the Continental, which is about like the hotel that
we watched that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you bring?
Oh, I'm today? Sorry. Yeah, I forget. So
I didn't have my coffee yet.
I know, right? You're like, please caffeinate me. And I'm like, girl, you don't need any more caffeine to myself. So I found some retro flavors today of past boxes. These are all like highly sought after flavors that people have asked for again.
Okay.
So I wanted to revisit them with you. And first, I mean, okay, so we've done the box for 5 years,
yeah,
12 months. So 60 different boxes, right?
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. So you kind of just have to guess if you can think of like what flavor is which. You know, through all these years. Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Charles. I love that for you. I wonder if you've got a 4th of July Independence Day birthday, because that'd be pretty cool. Any ideas? It sure is.
Is it orange?
No, actually, it's not.
No?
No. This is a collab box that we did June 2020. I'm sorry, 2024, our ice cream social box. And this is strawberry crunch bar.
Strawberry crunch bar.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that.
Yeah. All the flavors that we're going to try today are ones that just like flew out, like were yeah, gone so quick.
That was gone quick.
And this month for our fudge box, we ran out of chocolate cherry pods, but I think you had to make more.
I had to make more of all the pods. We yeah. ran out of all the pods.
We just keep running out of the pods
so
that we
made
make.
More of all yeah. the pods.
We should just like, you know, we get an 8 gallon thing of flavoring, we should mm-hmm. just make the entire thing of flavoring every time of the pods.
Yeah.
Right? Because we always have like a little bit left, you know? Just a yep. little bit left.
That's oh, what that's I said. Nice. We just need to start making more pods.
Yeah.
They're almost gone. I can feel my eyelids just like closing.
Take that like a shot then. Get some caffeine into you quick.
Right.
Hardwire. I always wonder because the roaster is like, we're in one building, but like the roaster, you go through a door and it's, you know, kind of like we're in the office and then the roaster is just through a door. But obviously when you walk in the building, you can just smell coffee like crazy. When we yeah. go somewhere after you walk in here for 1 second, you smell like coffee like crazy.
Oh, for sure.
But I always wonder like if the coffee like infuses into a, can we get caffeine mm-hmm. through the air? Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. I don't think that happens, but that would be fun.
Somebody should do a study. A study a lot cooler than are you cool?
Yeah.
Can you infuse coffee through your pores?
Absolutely.
That's a great question, guys.
I mean, because they have all those coffee scrubs and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if they...
Yeah, because you are putting that topically on your skin.
Yeah.
We're breathing in coffee here.
Caffeine through your skin.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if, like, caffeine became, like, you know, infused into the air?
I need it. I need a caffeine shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. That. It's just been a busy, busy couple days.
Yeah. Well, you've taken on the full-time care of a busy teenager while your mom's gone, yeah, so that helps.
She's not that bad. I feel like it's getting ready for the 4th, and then, like, we have to do the photo shoot today. And
yeah, for the July and August boxes. Yeah.
Oh, this smells good.
Yeah, I like this one.
My
this one was from our 80s box from September 2023.
My allergies are still crazy, so, like, I'm just starting to be able to smell.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like, I haven't had to blow my nose in 2 days, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had this, like, raspy voice thing for, like, 3 weeks, which mm-hmm. is ridiculous. I'm trying to get rid of that. Bill said, I did love that strawberry crunch bar. I even bought it in decaf, and I'm not a decaf boy, and it was delicious.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's definitely chocolate. It's chocolate something.
It is chocolate. Do you remember the flavors from that box?
Was it Jawbreaker, Orange Push Pop, Chocolate Popsicle, maybe?
Pudding Cup.
Chocolate pudding cup. Yeah.
Okay. And then there's one more. And we actually are going to try that one.
There is one more.
We can try that one next.
Gosh. I'm, like, trying to remember the labels.
That was a fun box. We haven't done a 90s box yet, right? What would we do for 90s flavors?
I think with the other one.
Like Dunkaroos for a 90s box? Like the frosting Dunkaroos?
That would be fun.
What's other flavors from the 90s that we experienced?
You can fall asleep in your chair after caffeine. Oh, man.
My husband is the same way, Mo. And I'm like, are you serious? This coffee that I'm having right now is going to keep me wired until like 6 o'clock tonight, at least.
Yeah.
And these are all caffeinated.
I'm fine because it's only 10 in the morning. But if sometimes I'll go for that like 2-3 o'clock cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And that's always a mistake. That's my mistake.
Yeah. I like this. So this is chocolate pudding cup, since we already kind of named it as that. That really rich, yummy chocolate that's just nostalgic. Gosh,
I just cannot. Oh, it's peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
Peanut butter and jelly was the other flavor.
Peanut butter and jelly. We'll try that one next. You guys remember the peanut butter and jelly flavor from our 80s box?
Which is funny. In real life, which may be in this coffee too, I hate peanut butter and jelly.
Really?
Hate it.
I have not had a good peanut butter and jelly in a while, but I like peanut butter and jellies on toasted bread or grilled. Or one time my husband made it and he did, we're fat people. I'm just going to say, because we'll watch like the Food Network, like the Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be like, we should make that. So one time he did the peanut butter and jelly and then coated it in corn flakes or frosted flakes and then deep fried it.
Yeah.
That's like, your eyes roll back in your head flavor. Like, that is so good.
Jennifer says she has peanut butter and jelly ready to go this week. It's in her mystery box.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, PB&J. So good.
And Vicky makes those up, so we don't even know what's in them.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Which, by the way, did we tell you guys that we brought the pink box and the Steamboat Willie box back mm-hmm. in a combined mystery box? I'm not sure if we told you or not. It's 2.5 ounces only, so they're not available in the K-Cups. But for people, like, we've just never had so many people ask for those flavors. Like, it was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, so we were like, hey, we can mix them up. And it's a mystery box. So if you search mystery box.
It's a mystery box, but you know 8 of the flavors out of the 10.
Yeah. If you remember the Steamboat Willie flavors and which, by the way, was that butterscotch pudding flavor everybody liked in Steamboat mm-hmm. Willie. Yeah. Apple turnover, the coconut paddle wheel. And what was the 4th one?
Your guess is as good as mine.
We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. But then this pink box was the raspberry sorbet, chocolate cherry macaron,
pink velvet
cupcake, and there was one more. Oh, I can't remember the last one every time.
It's hard to remember all 4.
But they were great flavors. And they're only 2.5s, but remember, you can always buy the refillable K-Cup mm-hmm. and just fill that yourself too.
Okay, this is not bad. For how much I hate real peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I would drink this coffee.
Yeah, I like this one. I like this one a lot. We get a lot of requests to make this one permanent.
A little bit more jelly than peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Well, the peanut butter hits your tongue first, and then the jelly comes through, and it's a grape jelly, which I love. I love.
Blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry got big in the 90s.
It was, everything was blue raspberry flavored.
I wonder.
And what even is the blue raspberry?
Super sour. Don't you think it was super sour raspberry?
I mean, kind of.
Because it was always in a candy, right? It was always, and then everybody.
Well, they did the drinks. Like Jones did the blue raspberry. Yeah. They do a blue raspberry, like Mountain Dew type deal or some pop.
Yeah.
Blue raspberry was crazy in the 90s.
Yeah. It was always like a sucker or candy or a cotton candy or just all of those flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun to try to do. I have a really interesting flavor on my desk right now to try. It's a lychee flavor.
Okay.
Which I don't even know what that tastes like, but we're going to find out.
I think it's kind of like star fruit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or is it berries?
Well, it
lychee berries, right?
Fruit, but yeah. I think it's like that, like, you know, the star fruit, those whatever apples. Like, I think it's over kind of in that taste profile.
Okay. All right. We'll find out. Icy's, yes.
Yes.
Did you guys ever do the Icy's like when you were a kid where you could like add your own flavor? And then like I did this one time where you make your own Icy and I added like 19 pumps of something.
Yeah.
But it was disgusting. It was like undrinkable. It was like, what did I do to myself?
Mo, I think that's why I don't like peanut butter and jellies is because we had to eat so many of them growing up.
Yeah.
That I just like can't stand them anymore.
For me, the food from my childhood that I never eat anymore is bologna. Oh,
I love a good bologna sandwich.
Everything about bologna makes me just want
to
dry heave.
We did have to eat it a lot. Like I probably went 10 plus years without eating it at all. But and it's got to be like a grilled cheese bologna.
No.
Once in a while, not bad.
No bologna.
Yeah.
But we have a company here called
Kogel.
They're in Flint right by the Bishop Airport. And they make the best and the only hot dogs and the only processed meat worth eating. Yeah.
I don't know.
Bologna is nasty. Thank you, ladies,
for agreeing. Fried bologna on like a grilled cheese sandwich.
No, I will say Kogel's does make a pickled bologna in a giant jar.
No.
And my husband will buy it for himself and my dad to eat.
Gross.
And they do. They love it. And I'm like,
I have seen that before. There's no way.
That's like up there with like pickled eggs.
Bologna is extra nasty. I don't know. We like Spam too. So
cooked processed meats. But I guess that is a hot dog too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the movie where Chevy Chase says that hot dogs are lips and a-holes?
To be fair, when we do a bologna, it's like once every 3 years.
Yeah. No, I can't do it. And then the other gross ones are like the pimento loaf that just looks like, and isn't there one that's like a, it's called like a something loaf and it like, I don't know. It just looks real nasty.
So gross.
Yeah. Some of that processed meat is just.
I hate pimentos though too.
Yeah. Which, by the way, there's a Listeria outbreak going on. So let's
government cheese
keep an eye on that.
Best grilled cheese sandwich. I believe that.
Isn't that kind of like Velveeta too? Because, you know, that Velveeta is that's next level sometimes.
Yeah.
It is nowhere near real cheese. It is shelf stable for 5 to 10 years.
I mean, you have to use even the like Kraft, like the singles.
Yeah.
Basically, the cheapest cheese you could find is the best cheese for grilled cheese.
It's like 90% vegetable oil or something like that. Olive loaf, yes.
Olive loaf.
Yes. Ooh. No. But olives, if you guys ever had an olive burger, because those are the bomb. Do you like olive burgers?
I've never had an olive burger, but I don't like.
So good.
I like black olives, but not green olives.
A world famous bologna sandwich, Deborah? That's interesting.
It was like between Velveeta and a cheddar.
Yeah.
I've heard name, you know, you've heard people talk about it.
Yeah.
I'd be curious if I've had it or not.
Yeah. Another one of those like government or like the powdered milk. I remember drinking powdered milk, but. We
Thank
used
you,
to make.
Jennifer. Thank you for that.
What was it? Oh, pimento loaf says it's unnatural because there aren't pigs running around with little peppercorns in them. I love Jerry Seinfeld. He's so great. He's so great on Curb Your Enthusiasm too with Larry David. With the powdered milk, we used to make something called edible Play-Doh with it, and you put that in it with peanut butter and honey, which I know you'd hate because you hate honey. But I would just mix that up to eat it and like not play with it because like I don't want to play with something other than eat it. Even as a kid, I thought that was gross. But that was good. Edible Play-Doh.
Well, I'm out at peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're not like peanut butter? No.
I so good. So like a peanut butter cookie's okay. Mm-hmm. Or like peanut butter in some stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm never gonna go take a scoop of peanut butter out of a jar.
There's a company called like American Dream Butters or something like that. And they make peanut butter with mix-ins. And one of them is called like Brianne's Mix. And so it has like protein in it and like chunks of like Oreos in it, which of course you could just, oh, that's one of my favorite snacks actually, is Oreos with like peanut butter on top.
Really?
So I should probably just do that. I would eat this stuff by the spoonful, but then I finally wised up and look at the calories. And I was like, girl, this is not helping your summer body at all.
Yeah. Deborah says they have a place, a world famous, that has a world famous bologna sandwich near them.
G&R Tavern in Waldo. Okay.
Interesting.
World famous bologna sandwich. Man, no thank you.
I would try it.
I would try it if it's world famous, right? I'm really big about like if there's something regional and that's the food there, I want to try it. So Deborah, for example, I did try the Cincinnati Skyline Chili. No, thank you.
I know. I've had like the Flint Coney and the Detroit Coney. I'm just not a huge chili fan in general.
And the Flint Coney is like their own thing. But do you know the Flint Coney sauce? You actually take a hot dog and you grind it up in it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's weird, right? Because then you top it with it.
But I like my husband's chili.
Yeah.
Like he makes chili on one of his grills and he'll like do bacon over it so it renders all the fat.
Does he like smoke it? Like what's making it in his grill for? Chili, wow. Yeah,
like a big cast iron thing and they like renders the bacon down into it. And I don't know. It's pretty good. He hasn't made it in a while.
I would like, your husband's a great cook. I want his white chicken chili.
That's just like a crock pot recipe.
It's still like so good. I want that in my life.
Yeah, the white
their own bologna recipe. So they're making their own bologna. That's wild.
I think we're kind of spoiled with Kogel though, too.
Yeah.
Like, I always go for Kogel hot dogs.
Yes. And if you go somewhere and like, I would never order, like for us, like I don't go somewhere else and order a hot dog. If it's not a Kogel, I'm not eating it.
Pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Because there's something about it that's just like the Bar-S hot dogs.
So good.
You know? Yeah. I don't want, the only hot dog exception is a Nathan's hot dog. Ever have a Nathan's hot dog? It's kind of more sausagey.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I like Nathan's hot dogs.
They're fine.
Do you guys watch the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July?
No.
Dude, I can't watch it. I end up like gagging and walking out of the room.
To be
I
fair,
I can't watch it.
We watch zero TV on 4th of July.
That's fair.
I mean, we are at the parade spot at 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's a lot. You got little kids too.
Yeah.
My kids are like all like, let's stay home and watch Joey Chestnut eat 98 hot dogs or however he eats. So last year he didn't compete and nobody ate near as many hot dogs. If I'm getting this right, nobody ate near as many hot dogs as he eats. He had some kind of beef with something. So he didn't go last year.
Okay.
Now he's back and he's expected to, you know, go crazy.
That's crazy.
But like what's disgusting, I'm going to throw up just thinking about it.
Please don't.
They dip it in water.
Yeah, they have to.
And then they just like devour it. And then they're like drinking the water with the floaties in it.
They're not like tasting it. I mean, it is. It's gross. I can't watch even those like Man vs. Food where they sit at a restaurant.
The competition.
It's all just gross.
Those aren't usually as disgusting as the hot dog ones.
I still just don't like.
But I remember trying to watch it last year, and I'm just like getting nauseous. I'm like like gagging and running out of the room. Like I can't watch these people do this. This is horrifying.
4th of July is my favorite holiday.
Yes, it is. I love that
for
you.
And so we're really busy all day long, and we do not watch gross people eating hot dogs.
I probably need to adapt that as well.
I think we're going to do big pulled porks this year, though.
Nice. Nice. Jason probably smoking some.
Yeah, he'll have to start it tomorrow night.
Oh, nice. Did he smoke it all night? My husband got one of those Ninja Flex Flames.
Okay.
But you have to add wood chips to it like every half an hour. I know.
Crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
And the chips are super expensive. They're like $20 for a 2-pound bag. And then you go through them really quick.
They said that he had a contract with a different hot dog company.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy that you could have a car. I mean, it makes sense.
Okay.
In
but
the scheme of things.
Here's the question. what does he do for the rest of the year? Because he, like Mariah Carey, when she thaws out in November, you know, for her Christmas song, what does Joey Chestnut do for the rest of the year? Where he just comes out and eats all these hot dogs.
You're doing that on the 4th of July, Mom?
Singing in with, what is it?
What is this?
Under the Egg?
We're going to have to look this up.
Tell us more.
Yeah, tell us more. What are you singing?
Yeah.
Is this a thing that happens every year?
I don't know. I want to know more.
I've never heard about this.
I like some of the local, like, things that you hear about, too. That, like, did you, like, somebody's got a giant pencil. And once a year, they bring it out to sharpen it. Have you seen that?
They bring the giant pencil sharpener and they sharpen it.
And it's like, a huge thing.
It's the funniest
thing. And people like dress like pencils and dance.
Rock voices.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to Google that. I want to know what that is.
Is this a thing you always do? Is it your first time?
And like by rock voices, do you mean like Metallica? Like, you know, like heavy metal voices or like, yeah.
Well, one year, my dad decided that we were going to go to all these festivals. And he pulled up, like, this festival calendar. It was my first year in college.
Yeah.
And he, I think it was, like, a mental breakdown type deal.
Yeah. My kids are leaving home.
Yeah. So we have to figure out stuff to do together. So he's, like, super insistent that we're going to go to this maple syrup festival. It's, you know, an hour and a half away. Yeah. It's really, like, he planned this out. Sedona was just an infant. So we drive all the way to this maple syrup festival. I kid you not, it is in the basement of a community center. They did not have maple syrup.
How do you not have maple syrup?
They did not have pancakes. It was like, they were like just a couple of vendors selling like used books and knives.
I would be irate.
All this weird stuff. So we drove all of this maple syrup festival to not even have maple syrup.
You better give me some
or anything.
You better give me some pancakes or I'm raging out. Now, I'm going to say, though, is that Will Mason here, he just actually went to the maple syrup festival. And he's like, oh, I just went. No, he said it was the same one, but it was different. Because I said, well, I heard it was pretty lame. He said, no, it was awesome. I think he had like a pancake, you know, breakfast or whatever and bought maple syrup.
Yeah,
so
that's what we want.
Maybe you guys went at the tail end of it and people broke down or whatever.
No, it was like we were there on time. Like,
weird.
It was weird. Crazy. We had to go to IHOP.
Yeah. Okay.
We never went to another festival after that.
Yeah. They were the one and only. Most says, I belong to a group called Rock Voices. There are about 29 locations and we all do the same songs. This is the first time for the 4th, but singers are coming from other locations to join them in Albany. I'm in Connecticut. That's cool.
That's really cool. We're going to look that up.
That reminds me of the time that they had everybody get together and play Smoke on the Water. They had everybody like practice. Oh, and they also did it for Smells Like Teen Spirit, the Nirvana song. They had like 100 guitars get together and they all played. And like, they also had drummers too, which is pretty cool. And then a bunch of singers, you know, get together and just like they practiced the song, they learned it and they got together to do it together. Because it'd be weird if you had one person who was off or trying to do their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds pretty crappy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've not heard of this.
Yeah. You know I'm going to know anything about my grunge music and anything.
Yeah.
Did you guess your last coffee flavor, by the way?
Oh, I drank it.
Oh, okay.
It was something fruity.
It's so floral. This is the Huckleberry Jam flavor from our farmer's market. Sense. And that one was in, I think, August of 2023 or 24.
Yeah. It was
Huckleberry
really
Jam. Yeah.
That makes sense. It was very fruity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But placing it. So, out of all the fruit flavors.
Well, like I said, 60 boxes, right? So if you've got to guess over 60 boxes, specific flavors, that's really hard to
and
do.
I don't think that I've ever eaten a huckleberry on its own.
No idea. Never eaten a huckleberry.
So we assume that's what a huckleberry tastes like.
The flavoring company says, here's this flavor. And we say, okay, we believe you. We trust you. Like the lychee flavor.
Yeah.
We hope it tastes like lychee. We don't really know what that tastes like.
We should probably go to the store and like get some.
Can you just buy lychees at the store? Have you ever seen one?
I've never looked.
Right?
But I'm sure you can.
I feel like it's like one of those like weird ones you've got to go to or like a farmer's market to find this obscure fruit.
I don't know. I bet they're there because people make all the smoothies and all the stuff now.
They might have like dried lychees or something to try.
Maybe.
Something like that. Oh, hello, spam.
Oh, constant.
Right?
I'm getting so many spam calls every day. It's ridiculous.
Like, what do you want from me?
Ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I guess 4th of July sale again starts. Today's at 20%.
20% or free shipping over $45.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah. You get to pick one. Only one. Mm-hmm. Only one coupon per order. And that goes through the 6th. So a nice long time to get those orders in.
Yeah.
And anything else?
Well, we're not cool. So that's, you know, that's your, we did the quiz.
We're not it. Yeah. We're none of those things.
I think we're pretty cool.
Yeah. We're cool to ourselves, and that's all that matters.
Midwest,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You've seen them. Deborah's seen lychees.
Oh.
I think they exist. I think people are more into exotic fruits now.
But, like, I wonder where they're grown. Like, are they a native, like, American fruit?
They're not. I don't think they're in the U.S.
What's the berry that they serve? Oh, lingonberries. That's the one they serve with IKEA meatballs.
Yes.
With the lingonberry jam. That stuff is good.
I love IKEA.
I love IKEA. IKEA is like an hour and a half away.
Malin says we say it wrong. It's like IKEA.
Oh, yeah. We're never going to get that right.
Just in case you were wondering. And I'm butchering that in Swedish also.
But I did build an IKEA kitchen. And guys, they're really nice.
I did a hybrid in my pantry.
Yes.
So I took some IKEA kitchen elements, some IKEA closet elements, and I built myself a pantry.
It's awesome, right? Because I think in like 2019, I remodeled my kitchen and it was like $7,000 for the bases and stuff and the fronts. And then when I quoted it, you know, another big box home improvement store, it was going to be like $13,000. So one of them was better than the other.
Sure.
What did Mo say?
Mo says a friend of mine is in the Navy. Last time he came home, she said, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Tachi bought your car's extended warranty.
It is. I love it.
That's great.
All right. Well, have a wonderful 4th.
Happy 4th, everybody.
And we will see you next week.
Yeah. Be safe and don't do anything questionable with fireworks.
Yes.
I think it's like the number one day for emergency room visits besides Thanksgiving.
Next time we talk, we hope you have all your fingers.
That's always the goal, guys. We hope that every week, though, to be fair.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.